Hey sisters, here is a daily word of encouragement for you. When someone rings your doorbell, do you run to the other room and hide? I'm gonna be honest, I've done this several times. See, the idea of really living life together is almost unheard of in today's culture. See, our privacy fences are high and our dining tables are short. See, all of this points back to a self-centered and self-sufficient culture. But the gospel requires breaking down our privacy fences and building bigger tables. See, Acts 2:42 through 47 says, "They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer. Everyone was filled with awe at the many wonders and signs performed by the apostles. All the believers were together and had everything in common. They sold property and possessions to give to anyone who had a need. And every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people. And the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved." In the early church, privacy fences were non-existent. There was no suburban living where we hide from anyone at the door and don't know our neighbors' names. They were devoted to living life together. That means that even when they would rather be alone, they forced themselves outside of their comfort zones, and they tore down their privacy fences, and they opened their doors. And it says here that every day the Lord added to their number those who were being saved. Isn't that incredible? See, together is the way that the Lord intended the church to look. It's also the way that Jesus did his ministry. See, over and over again, we see Jesus having meals with people in their homes. So if Jesus himself and the early church were devoted to the idea of togetherness, then why are we living alone today? Because our privacy fences are tall and our dining tables are short. We are a culture of lonely people because we are created to be together. So let's tear down our fences and let's build longer tables.